FBI raid uncovers human chop shop at Arizona Body Donation Center. By Amy Furr on July 26, 2019. An Arizona Body Donation Center is being sued after the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, discovered buckets of body parts during a raid at the facility in 2014. The FBI report said that the now-closed Biological Resource Center, BRC, was accepting body parts for profit and that the raid was part of a multi-state investigation, according to Fox News. Details in the report paint a gruesome picture of what authorities have allegedly called a human chop shop. An FBI agent claims he saw a cooler filled with male genitalia and a bucket of heads, arms, and legs at the facility located in Phoenix, Arizona. He also said there was a small woman's head sewn onto a large male torso like Frankenstein and hung up on the wall. Reports state that 8 families filed a civil lawsuit against the facility on Monday, claiming that the bodies of their family members donated to the BRC were dismembered and sold for profit. The lawsuit alleges that the illegal activity began in 2007, according to The Hill. Troy Harp, a plaintiff who donated the bodies of his mother and grandmother after he was told they would be used for scientific research, said, "This is a horror story. It's just unbelievable. This story is unbelievable." Harp told reporters that he received his mother's ashes through the mail, but now he is not sure they are all hers. Oz Central reported on July 19 that a list contained in court documents shows the sale prices for the body parts. An entire body with no shoulders or head is listed at $2,900, and a leg at $1,100. Stephen Gore, the owner of the BRC, pleaded guilty in October of 2015 to illegal control of an enterprise and was sentenced to a year of deferred prison time and 4 years probation. In a 2015 letter written to the Maricopa County Superior Court judge, Warren Granville, Gore wrote that he could have been more open about the process of donation on the brochure we put in public view. "When deciding which donors could be eligible to donate, I should have hired a medical director rather than relying on medical knowledge from books or the internet," he concluded.